Maybe jumping out of planes is not your cup of tea. That's fine too. You just need to find things that you have an interest in and take steps towards quenching that interest. You can later impart new knowledge to people, or you might find people who share the hobby with you and want to do it with you in the future. The more interest you have, the more interesting you become. When you're engaged, you're engaging. These adages don't just sound clever, they ring true. People take an interest in those doing worthwhile things with their lives. It's likable. You are also more likely to find someone who shares one or more of your hobbies. If you just have one single hobby, people will quickly find you boring because the odds of them sharing that hobby are somewhat slim, and because you offer little to talk about. Imagine if all you talked about was collecting Star Wars action figures. Other than the occasional fanatic who also shares your hobby, most people won't be able to relate and won't find your conversation very interesting. They will like you less and avoid you when they realize that 1970s mint-condition Darth Vader dolls are all that you talk about, and thus they cannot relate to you on any level or find things to talk with you about that they care about. But if you are also into painting, you can find more people who enjoy that, and you can appeal to a larger demographic of people because you don't just have that one single odd hobby that few others share with you. You're just increasing your surface area of being interesting and engaging. This all carries into the idea that you should avoid being one-dimensional. I once had a boss whose sole interest, purpose, and passion in life was sports. That's it. The guy couldn't carry a conversation like a normal person unless the topic related to sports. Or if the conversation was not about sports, he would go out of his way to make sure it slowly became that way. This put off people who didn't like or care about sports. It also prevented him from getting involved in conversations that didn't involve sports, which limited what he could talk about and who he could talk to. Most people felt annoyed by him, and even people who like sports found his extremism obnoxious, annoying, and off-putting. Avoid being like my boss. People are interested in people who have interests, and doubly so in people who pursue those interests. To that end, always try to have something you are working on or toward. A project in your free time unrelated to work and unrelated to passive consumption of media via some type of screen. You don't have to set the bar to loving a passion, but rather just investigating something you are interested in. You will enjoy life more, learn a lot, and have more to talk about. Others will want to talk about your project and ask questions. Your new endeavor might also expose you to new people who share this endeavor, allowing you to broaden your social horizons. You might consider learning a foreign language, which allows you to meet other people who speak that language and form friendships with them. You might consider building model cars, planes, or trains, and joining a club for that. You might fix up an old junk car and get it in cherry condition, and go to car shows on the weekends. You might get into landscaping, or grow your own food, or create a koi fish pond, or take up painting or yoga. Do martial arts and work your way up to a black belt or even pursue a new career. In the movie Yes Man, Jim Carrey is forced to start saying yes to everything, literally everything. As a result, his life is transformed and he has many unforgettable experiences that he would never have had otherwise. He meets the love of his life, goes on many adventures, and other such things. Well, you need to be like his character and get into the habit of just saying yes and never saying no. Cease the overthinking and giving yourself excuses to say no. You don't even need a reason to say yes, so saying yes should become very easy and automatic for you. Simply ask, why not, to kill the overthinking and go along with a new experience. Don't set expectations for what happens. Just be curious about what will happen and have an open mind. Don't be so picky as to your standards for entertainment and pleasure and comfort. It won't meet your standards, but you can still gain some sort of benefit or joy from it. All change has the potential to be uncomfortable at first. Sometimes the most uncomfortable situations can make for great stories later. Imagine telling people about sleeping in a roach-infested hostel in Bangkok or losing all your luggage and having to make do. You may have to take initiative in creating a schedule that is about pursuit and action. As long as you experiment with something new weekly or even monthly, your life will become filled with amazing new things you can talk about. You can also put yourself on the path of new people you normally would never meet in your usual routine, which can help you make more friends as a result. The key here is to engage in what interests you with reckless abandon. Step out of the comfort zone to do new things that you might even be afraid of. To truly be more interesting, include other people in your new experiences. Enable and egg others on to become part of other people's interesting stories as well. You might want to invite someone to join you ziplining, or invite someone to make a craft with you, or go out to eat at a new ethnic restaurant, or take a road trip. Sharing experiences with others adds a more dynamic flair to their own lives, and they have you to thank. They will find you more interesting, and they will enjoy talking about their interesting experiences with you for years to come. The possibilities are endless. Just commit and pursue, at least for a little while. This may sound like a lot of work, but what if you just replaced a fraction of the countless hours you waste on social media with reading and researching about a new area of study? When someone we meet at a party has a notable hobby or high level of achievement in anything, we are instantly captivated. They are worthy of being liked, at least initially, and that can easily be you. Think more. One huge part of being likable is sharing knowledge. I'll never forget a child who sat down next to me at an old job and said, "Do you know what an elephant's pubic hair is called?" "It's called a dude." I later found out this was an accurate fact. This kid gripped me with both his outrageous assertion and his sense of humor. We became work buddies. The same concept comes into play in any conversation or interaction with a new person. You don't necessarily need to know and learn more for the sake of shocking people with new facts, but it's undeniably beneficial to how people view you. The more you know, the more you can talk about, and the more ways you can connect. This is really a point on educating yourself more and proactively gaining knowledge instead of relying on it to come to you passively. Be more well-read. You would be amazed at what you can learn from books or even just newspapers 5 minutes a day. Being able to explain how things work, how things relate to each other, or what unique phenomena are, also enlightens others and makes you more interesting. If you have little to say, that means you need to consume more in general and gain perspective outside of your everyday existence. The more you have to talk about, the better. This does not mean that you ought to be starting a conversation with someone and running through a handful of topics one after another. But the more knowledgeable you are of different things, the better chances are that you and your conversation partner will connect and see eye to eye on something. You want to aim for breadth and touch on many topics, as opposed to depth and delving deeply into one sole topic. The act of knowing is more than simply being interesting. It makes conversation with you easy, oftentimes a delight. It allows you to teach, instruct, enlighten, lead, and always have something interesting to say. Develop and share opinions, even if you have to start by parroting other people's opinions. People love discussing opinions. Even if you disagree with someone, conversation follows. Without an opinion, conversation stalls and dies. An opinion shows that you are interested, that you have made some sort of decision based on the facts you have, and that you are active in thinking about the world as a whole. Just imagine how frustrating it is to ask someone where they want to eat for dinner, but they never have an answer. Don't be that person. Imagine this. You bring up Brexit, and you expect the other person to respond to you about it. But the other person has nothing to say. With a shrug, all he says is, "Oh yeah, I heard about that." His lack of an opinion where you expect one freezes the conversation. There's nothing else to talk about, as that topic has been killed, and now you don't want to start a new topic because you're afraid he will shoot that one down too. You would be far more interested if you met someone who had a clear opinion on Brexit and was able to discuss it with you. A lack of opinion simply makes it seem like you don't think about things. Not everyone has had tons of life experience or exposure to the news, but everyone has the ability to be curious about new things and care to learn. Having the curiosity to care about other people and new things will make others want to talk to you and explain things to you or teach you new ideas. Your curiosity will create likability itself. The benefit to you is obvious. You are making yourself a more well-rounded and likable person when you use intellectual curiosity to discover and learn. Imagine how you can broaden your life and your mind by learning about new things whenever you have the chance. And imagine how people will be eager to teach you about things they really care about. You are killing two birds with one stone. Intellectual curiosity compels you to explore the world, both around you and the world away from you that requires a 16-hour flight to explore. You don't have to fly to another country to learn a new language, meet new people, and try exotic food. From home, you can broaden your horizons, become more engaged in the world around you, and thus become more interesting. All you need to do is take the first step and learn. The benefit in likability to others is also massive. If someone asks you what you think about fishing, and you have never gone, you would shut the conversation down if you just said, "I don't fish." What if you expressed intellectual curiosity instead? For instance, "I haven't gone fishing before, but it sounds interesting. Why do you like fishing? What's your favorite part about it?" There's an element about this that opens people up to you. So inviting them to impart knowledge to you will tickle them and lead to a great conversation. Takeaways. The principle of worthiness can be confusing at first because it sounds like circular reasoning. To be more likable, you should make yourself worthy of being likable, and that involves transforming yourself into the type of person you would seek out. If you honestly appraise yourself right now, you might find that this is not the case. Therefore, make yourself worthy. Making yourself worthy is a facet of the more interest you have, the more interesting you become. And when you're engaged, you're engaging. Pursue your interest with reckless abandon to become worthy of being liked and admired. Take action to differentiate yourself in a way that satisfies your desires and jump out of your comfort zone to do it. One-dimensionality is not a comfortable trait. We don't seek people out who have no hobbies and nothing they are passionate about or working toward. Making yourself worthy is not only about action. It is about thought. Simply put, you probably need to think and read more. Stop relying on information to passively come to you. Proactively learn about what you are interested in. Have intellectual curiosity. Develop opinions by thinking through different perspectives and become more knowledgeable in general. When you are more well-read and think more deeply and pursue your interests and act upon them with reckless abandon, you start to turn into someone that is truly likable and captivating. This has been Principles of Likeability. Skills for a memorable first impression, captivating presence, and instant friendships. Written by Patrick King. Narrated by Steve Campbell. Copyright 2018 by Patrick King. Production copyright 2018 by Patrick King.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.